People say, well, Vince, you didn't have a drinking problem. Well, if you drink a pint of Canadian Club, which is a whiskey, and a six-pack of beer for breakfast, I believe you have a drinking problem.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear from a man who, when he was just 11 years old, was violently abandoned by his dad onto the streets of Chicago, and things only went downhill from there. But then something happened that would change his life forever.
My name is Vince Garcia. I am known as Vince the Prince. I am from the Navajo Nation. And I just want to tell you the story of how I came to know Jesus Christ and be born again. I had a pretty good child life growing up. Only problem was, I guess I was too young to understand or realize how my dad was. He was a binge drinker, and he'd go out and blow his money on drinking and partying. I really didn't realize that till after we moved to Chicago, because he had a better offer for work. And so I was probably 11 and a half when he came home one night and was drunk, and Mom asked him for some money for groceries, and he started yelling at her and smacking her around, and that's when I decided to step in and protect Mom, and I just told him if it made him a man to slap a woman around. And he says, well, you think you're old enough to stand up to me? And I said, well, go ahead. If it makes you feel good to hit somebody, why don't you hit me instead of Mom? Which he did. So I ended up with black eyes, broke jaw, broken nose, cracked ribs. And after he beat me up and stomped on me, I said, well, see that? You won't see no tears in his eyes, no matter what you do. So he went to the closet, got a shopping bag, went in my room, got me some underwear and some clothes, and then said, you're old enough to put up to your old man, old enough to be on your own. So he threw me out of the house. I went to abandoned cars, abandoned buildings in Chicago. And I was coming out from under a bridge one morning when a prostitute was walking by. Of course, I had no idea what they did. I just knew that she was a very pretty lady and a very nice lady. Asked me what happened. I said, I've been beat up. I was homeless. And she took me home with her and nursed me back to health. And she told me, she says she worked nights, so she let me stay at her apartment. I would clean her apartment, do dishes, whatever I could for her to pay her back for taking care of me. When I got well enough, I left there. I kind of put myself through school. Of course, ended up with the education of a fifth grade. And went on to getting in trouble, stealing cars, breaking and entering, beating people up, taking their money. And it dawned on me that I was going to either die on the streets or get shot and end up in prison. So I decided to go join the Army. So I joined the Army, went to basic training, went home. In 57, I met this native gal from the Ho-Chunk. At that time, they were Winnebagoes. And then we had a son, and we decided to get married. So then, I believe it was 64 when we adopted a little girl, June 59. I was getting ready to go overseas and it didn't work out because of a broken ankle. So I stayed on standby reserve until 65. I left the army, went back into the streets and tried to raise my son. Then in 68, that's when we had the biggest problems and divorce went through. And then in 70, when I was driving around my Corvette, this gal that was going to Trinity College had given me a Good News for Modern Man, which is a paraphrased translation of the New Testament. And there was a scripture in there that I remember that said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And the other one, if anyone calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will be saved. So for some reason, those verses stuck to me. And when I was driving home after a party, 4 o'clock in the morning, drunk, doing 100 miles an hour in my Corvette, I hit some gravel, slid off the highway, went into the ditch and bounced up and down several times. And then I just remember saying, Jesus, help me. Next thing I knew, I was back on the highway doing 35 miles an hour and stone sober. Now, I don't remember seeing the trees I was headed for. I figured it's going to be fiberglass and meatballs all over the road. But here it was. I could think clearly, see clearly, and I had about a half mile to go. I got to the apartment where I was staying with two other roommates. Of course, they were sleeping already, drunk. So it was 4 o'clock in the morning. I realized what happened. And then I started shaking. I thought back to what I had said and I called Jesus to help me and he did. And then I remembered that he says, you call me, you will be saved. And then I remember the scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. That night when I got down on my knees and cried out to him, confessed I was a sinner, I had to ask for forgiveness. And that morning, about 4:20 in the morning, September 12th, 1970, I met Jesus Christ face to face. I started attending a church. Now, he took the drinking away from me right away, because that next morning, that was morning anyway, but later on that morning, I opened up a can of beer and sat on a bar for 3 days before my roommate said, what are you going to do with that beer? You going to drink it or dump it? So I went and dumped it. Am I smoking? It took a little longer, but as I was driving my work van, I lit up a cigarette and it tastes like old burnt rope. So I threw that cigarette out and I thought, boy, I must have gotten a bad batch. I lit up another one that tastes worse than the first one. So I thought to myself, Lord, are you telling me to quit smoking? So I took the whole pack of cigarettes and threw it out the window. People say, well, Vince, you didn't have a drinking problem. Well, if you drink a pint of Canadian Club, which is a whiskey, and a six-pack of beer for breakfast, I believe you have a drinking problem. I read in the scriptures, I believe it's in Romans, where it says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the more I meditate on that scripture, the more it became real to me. And I believe that's what really, the Holy Spirit just drawn me to him. Of course, back then, I wasn't sure what was going on. I just knew that something was different in my life. Of course, my buddies kept making fun of me. They put on a tie with their t-shirts and their underwear and saying, "Guess what? Today's Sunday. I'm going to church." I learned after studying the scriptures and even preaching that Jesus was born to die. And people say, "What?" I said, "Yeah. He took upon himself all the sins that I committed, all the sins that you commit, all the sins everybody in the world have committed." John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, or you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." And then in John 3:17, Jesus said, "I didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world will be saved through me." So, you know, when I realized what Jesus did on the cross, it just made me think, I should have been me. We should have been there. But instead, he took it upon himself so that you and I would have life everlasting. The day before my dad died, I went down to Chicago and visited him at the hospital. I told him, I said, "I want to forgive you for what you did to me, but I want your forgiveness of what I did to you." I said, "Just as Jesus forgave me, then I can forgive you, because he took all that pain, all that hurt upon him. So I don't have that anymore. I don't feel that anger or bitterness towards you." I said, "And you know, I wasn't a good kid. So you look at yourself, and you told me before you didn't believe that you were good enough to get to heaven." I said, "But neither was I. All I did was recognize what I did. I confess and I ask for forgiveness." And Jesus said, "If you ask, you shall receive." And he said he will forgive us for everything, no matter what it is. He takes that all away. He washes clean as snow. I said, "The blood of Christ on the cross did that for us. So we have forgiveness." I remember that night, I said to him, "The reason I'm saying this to you, Dad, is because I want to see you again. If I don't see you here anymore, I want to see you in heaven." And he looked at me with teary eyes. And he said, "I know what I have to do." And for the first time, he looked up at me and says, "I love you," which I hadn't heard since I was probably about 4 or 5.
Interested in what you've heard? Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take the Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.